This episode is brought to you by Acer. Making a positive impact on the planet is about the small but powerful choices that add up to something big, like opting for a reusable water bottle, thrifting some secondhand clothes, or upgrading to an Aspire Vero laptop. The Acer Aspire Vero. Powerful performance and an eco-friendly design. All on the Intel Evo platform. Visit Acer.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Nordstrom. Nordstrom is ready to fall forward. Get inspired by the latest trends and timeless pieces like must-have coats and boots. Then discover new fall favorites from tailored workwear to trending denim and weekend essentials. With free shipping and returns, it's easy to find the perfect pieces. Plus, explore your personal style with free advice from their in-store stylists. Just stop by your favorite Nordstrom or shop online at Nordstrom.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Toilet Lock. Tired of getting your toilet stolen? Then Toilet Lock is for you. A security and monitoring service that guarantees your toilet will not get stolen. Use offer code DON'TSTEALMYTOILET to receive an extra monitoring camera. Toilet Lock. Lock up that toilet, baby. Let's start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we review an episode of Friends on every episode of this show. We've got a great one in store. So sit back, relax, and join me as we go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. Come with me, won't you? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. And we have a good one on deck this time, the one with the invitation. Now, this episode was written by Seth Kirkland, who's written a bunch of episodes of Friends, and directed by Peter Boners, the very prolific Friends director. And this one aired on April 23rd, 1998. And I really enjoyed this one, but I'll tell you what it's about. It's basically, this one is more or less a clip show where you have Phoebe's unable to attend Ross's wedding in London. So then Ross is not sure whether to invite Rachel or not to the wedding. He decides to, sends the invitation. We see clips of their relationship through the last 4 years. And they're reminiscing, and then Rachel decides she cannot attend the wedding.
You know, Tom, I gotta chime in here and just say that no other show does the clip show better than Friends. This is just a great example of how a clip show should be done. It's a joy to watch. And Peter Boners, come on. Does it get better than Peter Boners? I don't think so. I don't. So that's my thought here at the beginning. It's great to be here for another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends with Jason Gore and Tom Sharpling. Tom, let's dig right in. Let's friends it up.
Today's episode is brought to you by...
Oh, I hear you. We got to pay some bills. Yeah. Good move. That's a pro move right there. Pat, you wouldn't know about that. That's what you call pro move. Jerk.
Today's episode is brought to you by Toilet Lock. It's in the newspapers, it's on television, it is even on the internet. Toilet theft is at an all-time high. This is a real problem and the police simply do not care. But that's where Toilet Lock comes in. Toilet Lock is an elaborate monitoring and policing system that protects and secures your toilet 24 hours a day. A series of cameras and motion detectors surround the perimeter of the toilet and a security guard patrols the property. Your toilet is as safe as can be, so use offer code DON'TSTEALMYTOILET to receive an extra in-bowl monitoring camera. Toilet Lock. Lock up that toilet, baby.
Boom. And like that, we get paid. Speaking of toilets, do you know who belongs in the toilet, Tom? Pat Byrne.
Pew, pew, pew. Pat, are you here this week?
and you don't even like Fritz. Now I'm on. Now it's working. Great.
Oh, his mic's on. Good.
Yeah, it wasn't even on.
Are you crying?
For many minutes. No, well, I was heated. I was getting a little upset, and I was talking that whole time, trying to say something, trying to get a word in edgewise, and you guys wouldn't even.
I'm a producer now. I have to produce a show, a really good show that hey, I don't.
Shut get. Up. Stop it. Stop it.
You got it, Tom.
Don't.
No, I don't need your help here.
Yeah, no, you don't need my help. I wasn't doing it on your behalf. I'm doing it because it sounds awful hearing him mock you with the crying. It's just bad content.
I don't understand how I can have a producer title when I don't have access to whose mic is muted or not.
Oh, interesting. I wonder how
mic gets muted.
I wonder if I knew how that felt. I wonder how it felt to be powerless on your own show. I had a 15-second segment on my own show.
Thank you for acknowledging that it used to be partly my show. I appreciate that.
It was never your show. You stole it. You and Jason stole it. And you're about to get removed. It's imminent. I'm meeting with a lawyer tomorrow. Cannot wait. You're both at the easiest you get off is that you get booted off the show forever and fined. I hope there's jail time in your future, in both of your futures.
That may be imminent, but this is eminent domain. Okay. You're in eminent domain by us. Think about that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't you have a Lou Bega song to write?
Oh.
Because, I mean, we all want to laugh. We all want some good entertainment.
Well, I'm glad.
And that was so good.
It was. Thank you, actually. Well, now I can't.
No, I'm not being
honest. If you're complimenting me, I'll take it. I mean, I'll take any compliment. Thanks.
Okay.
That was, I don't know what, I can't really tell. So
wow, you're all mixed up, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what, yeah. No, thank you for asking. I don't know what's up or down anymore.
Well, I can tell you what's down is going to be you and Jason's future is down. It's trending downward. You're on the way out. You're both on the way out. Again,
I hope
you're both jailed. I hope you both end up jailed.
I'm not going to be jailed. I did nothing wrong.
And also, can you stop emailing me about the stupid package?
Well, have you gotten it yet? I'm getting worried. I'm going to have to call the store again.
I didn't get the package, okay?
You didn't get it. Did you check the bushes?
I checked the bushes. They were not in the bushes.
All of them? How many bushes do you have?
All of them. I checked all the bushes.
Well, this is ridiculous. I'm getting worried. I'll send another one.
That's okay.
No, I really want you to have it because co-hosts need to treat each other really well. We know how it goes when they don't. One of them slips into obscurity.
It was an out-of-print eBay link that I had sent you. So if you got him that one, you got him literally the only one. Something I thought we could all enjoy.
I can find another one. That's fine.
I'm so done with both of you. Cannot wait. Again, jailed. I'm actually now not going to rest unless both of you are jailed.
I'm your co-host, though. You shouldn't say those things.
Then I guess my co-hosts will be jailed.
You know what's worse than jail?
What?
Clip shows.
Well, I agree with Pat on this. I like all the non-clip show footage on this one. The clip show stuff, not so much.
Yeah.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Nordstrom. Nordstrom is ready to fall forward. Get inspired by the latest trends and timeless pieces like must-have coats and boots. Then discover new fall favorites from tailored workwear to trending denim and weekend essentials. With free shipping and returns, it's easy to find the perfect pieces. Plus, explore your personal style with free advice from their in-store stylists. Just stop by your favorite Nordstrom or shop online at Nordstrom.com.
You know, I kind of just wish that they would take it back to like a 70s or 80s vibe and like lock themselves in the cellar, try to think back to their old episodes. You know, like that was when TV was TV, wouldn't you guys say? But Friends was above that.
Is that supposed to be crickets?
Yeah, it sounded more like a squeaky door.
No, it's crickets. They're all crying out in pain from that breakdown of Friends.
Let's call that one a tip of the pat, because
I'm not going to.
Segment everyone loves. Let's hear that music. Tip of the pen. Jason.
Oh, weird. That's the button. Huh. That changed.
Weird, because I don't have access to any.
Really? Because all I have to do is press this.
Jason's Corner. Jason's Corner.
And I'm immediately in my corner. My part of the show, where I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about. Pop culture? Cool. We can talk about that. Why would we? Just want to talk about how proud I am to be here doing a podcast with a man I adore, a friend, Tom Sharpling. Now, Tom says he wants to see me in jail, but I know deep down inside that's not true.
That's totally true. It couldn't be more true.
I know. Deep inside, it's not true.
Deep inside, it's completely true. It's actually more true.
Well,
and getting truer with each passing moment.
You'd visit me, right?
No, absolutely not. I'd never visit you. I hope you and Pat are locked up and sharing a cell together.
I'm not sharing a cell with Pat.
I'll take it up with the warden.
Tom, I could think of all the old episodes of this podcast.
Tom, I want you to take a step back and think about where you are right now. You're back on the show. Don said you could be back on the show. Isn't that something to be celebrated?
Oh, thank you, Don, for letting me back on my own show.
It's not your own show. You didn't trademark it. Strongcast Podcast owns Meet My Friends, The Friends.
They do not. That is going to go, that is going to be debated in court also. Mm-hmm. It's a fraudulent attempt to steal the show from me.
You know whose idea it was to get that trademark?
Who?
Pat.
Okay. Well, the rat blood runs through both of you.
It sure does. And
that's the only honest thing anybody said on this.
Well, I also wanted to mention that the person who asked me about looking into trademarks was Mr. Don Strong.
Okay.
You heard from Don in a while?
No, I still am completely locked out of my email. Oh. I got a text saying that I could still do some ad read copy from time to time, but that was a text, and when I responded, it said, this number does not exist. So I have no access to anyone over there, and I don't even have control of my microphone, so I don't know what the term producer even means. That's something you gave me. That's something you gave me. Out of nowhere, and I thought I didn't even know any of it because I couldn't even access my email. And if you don't think for a second that I think you're behind this, then you must think I'm the stupidest person on earth.
Well, you did it to me. I got locked out of my computer over and over. Got the sound clips vanished over and over. And you had no problem with it back then, did you, Pat?
I did have a problem.
You had no problem with it back then.
Hey, I did have a problem with
it. Hey, Pat, Pat, can you hold on a second? I want to play you in. Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay. This is me. This is the sound of my voice. I'm trying to explain myself, and maybe if you care, you'll listen. Is that good?
No, it's honestly terrible. Sucks. Wish I had a sounder that just went, sucks.
Well, you just did it. So now maybe, I guess you do have one.
Is that a new segment? Should I write that down? We didn't have that call, Tom. We were supposed to have a call.
You're not going to have a call.
Sucks.
Call. Yeah, Pat, that's another thing. Pat said clip shows are not so hot. That's one thing he got right. The other thing he got even more right is that we're not having a call. Not doing any calls with any of you. I'll talk to you in court.
That silence that you heard from him was the greatest victory of the episode.
Sucks.
No, it should be. Sucks should be played before you and Pat both talk.
If we're going to do it for Pat, we'd want to identify it clearly. So it'd be Pat sucks. And then for me, we'd still do Jason's Corner.
I don't think we need to identify. I think, you know what? You don't even need to say sucks for either of you guys. Anybody listening to this knows. They know you both suck. And they know you're both frauds and you're both trash. And you stole the show and you're going to get punished. You're going to end up in jail. So friends first, I don't care. Meet my friend, fun fact, don't care. This episode gets 6 out of 10.
6 for a clip show? What are you, nuts?
Pat sucks.
That's not a real clip. That's you just saying that.
No, I recorded that. That's in the system.
No, that was you saying
that. I promise you.
You promise me.
Here, I'll press
you saying it.
I'll press it again. I'll press it again. Pat sucks.
Show is over. Do you two realize that? It's over. I almost said 3 because I was asking myself that too.
You're out. Pat, you're out. You went for it. I'll say this, Pat, underneath it all, there's a decent human underneath all this, but you got stupid. You saw a chance for some fast, cheap glory, and you grabbed it, and you failed, and now you're outside looking in.
Pat, stupid.
Jason, you're a rat. You're a rat all the way to the bone, unfixable, and that's who you got into business with, Pat. You made your own bet on that one, and now you're going down. You had to get into a little deal with a bona fide rat, and now you're paying the price, and now you're crying about it.
Literally, yeah. The address on Rachel's invitation reveals that the apartment building is located at 495 Grove Street, although the external shot is actually what? 90 Bedford Street, West Village.
What apartment number?
Which one? In the show?
It's
495 Grove Street on the address that Rachel's signing, but in real life...
Yeah, but which apartment? Apartment, that's the street address. What apartment number?
What do you mean, what apartment number?
It's on the envelope also.
So now you're quizzing me?
Pat and Tom suck.
I'm seeing what kind of Friends fan you are. You're waving some clip all over the place. You don't even know what apartment number.
3B.
No.
6B.
No, neither of you. You're both wrong. I'm done.